Okay, well, let's get going. The agenda hopefully is relatively short and more logistical in nature than anything. So first and foremost, I wanted to review the notes from the Singapore meeting. They were sent out yesterday, I guess, so we'll endeavor to give you more time with them in future notes. But any comments or omissions that people have noted or have on the working group meeting notes from June 19th? What are they? They look good to everybody. I think they're quite fulsome and captured the what happened in the meeting. But are there any other comments? Are we okay with those?
Yes.
So I guess we're okay with those notes. Before we go on, just a quick review of the agenda. Did this meet everybody's satisfaction? Everybody okay with the agenda? All right, well, we'll keep going. So fundamentally, I just wanted to lay out what I believe the schedule looks like as we move towards Dakar in trying to take these first real steps with the working group's work plan. And it's really been backed out so that we have something to work with once we get to Dakar. So that's how it came to this particular timeline, and I think it's also consistent with some of the previous preliminary timelines and time charts that we showed in the past. So since Dakar, we have created the four working groups, and I want to thank the folks who have stood up to be the team leads on those who are, I think the term is voluntold. They volunteered, some more willingly than others, and I certainly appreciate that. And we also, I think everybody will, as everybody will recall, assigned some various tasks to the specific teams. I want to make sure everybody has those and is aware of those in the team that you're on, et cetera. Any questions or issues around that? No? Okay. So fundamentally what we want to do is break up the workload and make it manageable for everybody between here and Dakar, and give really from today, if people haven't really started, but I know there's over the summer months, early summer months for many of us, it's a little tough to coordinate everybody. But between today and October 7th, so really a good 6 weeks, I think, is an appropriate time for the various sub-teams to conduct a review of the models they've been allocated and an analysis of those. And then Lise, with her team, is working more on the pure financial side. But that gives each team 6 weeks to take a look at the model, do some analysis, and provide that analysis back to the working group. And then the ideas after that, we'll try to aggregate them and put them in a consolidated document. But I just first wanted to make sure that people were okay with that, and that given the time constraint of here to Dakar, that that made sense and was an appropriate timeline. Any comments or feedback on that, or do we think that's okay?
Byron?
Yes.
I don't know if I recall that in Singapore we briefly discussed the possibility of assigning a coordinator to every group. I don't know if the full working group is aware, because that was a very effective method we learned over the years with the SOP working group. Otherwise, it's very difficult to coordinate within the groups itself as well. So you have a kind of appointed coordinator, so who will report back from that group as well and may contact, say, the chair of the working group.
So I think we have that person identified, so perhaps you're just talking more about their responsibility.
Yeah.
Each of the working groups, Eduardo, Vika, Liz, and Mathieu, have volunteered.
Okay.
To be what I'm calling a team lead or a coordinator, but they're actually going to be making sure that their groups get on the right page, get the analysis done, and well, I guess to your expression, coordinate the efforts of the group.
Yep.
That is Vika, Eduardo, Mathieu, and Lee.
Okay.
Any other comments on that?
Hello, it's Lisa again. Sorry.
No problem. Welcome back. We're just getting going. This is Byron. We're looking at the schedule to make sure that the schedule between here and Dakar makes sense for folks.
Okay. Yes.
And also just quickly reminding that each team has a team lead, of which mm-hmm. you are one.
Yes.
And thank you for volunteering for that.
Yes.
And that the team leads will be responsible for making sure that the group gets their work done over the next 6 weeks in particular, between here and October 7th, which is when we're asking that the review and analysis of the work that's been allocated to each group is submitted. So at that point, we'll try to consolidate it and normalize it, make it all look like a consistent document. And the time is relatively short for that, between October 7th and finally the 22nd, so that we need to make sure that we do get the work in by the 7th or earlier. Of course, people can do it earlier if they'd like.
We'll try.
But that gives us 6 weeks right now to get that done, and I think that that should be enough time.
Yeah.
And what we'd really like to see is and we provided a template to get people started earlier. I just want to remind everybody of that, so that we have, in a sense, a consistent look and feel to the information and type in terms of the information provided. So if and we can resend that if people don't have it, but it did go out earlier. And that's, in a sense, that's primarily how we would like people to think and present the material back when they're doing the analysis of the various models. That'll make it much more straightforward when we go to try to consolidate and turn all of this into one consistent-looking document.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any feedback in terms of that, or any comments or additions that people would like to make in terms of how we want to proceed in reviewing and analyzing the various potential models? That's just on the one side, of course. That's on what are the potential constructs in terms of how the CCNSO community can participate financially, ICANN. And then on the other side, Lise's group is going to be looking at what have we done to date in terms of the money, and but more importantly, from the ICANN perspective, and looking at how ICANN is breaking down the numbers and how ICANN is suggesting we should participate financially.
Yes, but I was the survey, when do you want that sent out? Is that right now?
In terms of the, Lise, in terms of the agenda item, we'll come to that next. Let's just...
Sorry.
And then we'll go to the survey.
Okay.
Is there any other feedback on item two? Or does everybody feel good about what they have to do and the timeline associated with that? All right, well, I'll take silence as consent, and we'll move off number two. Go to number three, Lise.
Yes.
The survey, or the draft survey, what we're suggesting. Lise and Austin and I worked on this, which was sent out yesterday as a draft. And really, what this survey does is try to give us a sense, and I think it's important to just to note that we're not going to make individual results public. I don't think it's good.
No.
So that people feel very free to complete this, knowing that all we're going to be looking at is the aggregate of the information, and this certainly will be primarily an internal document to give us a sense of where's the community at in terms of their financial participation from a holistic perspective. So when I say that, I mean, what really do we contribute in totality? You know, so we, most of us all go to ICANN meetings and take a week of our time and fund our own travel, et cetera. So just that's part of the cost of our support of ICANN. So what does that really look like in totality? And that's what we'd like to try to get a sense of through this survey in order to hopefully get people to participate. We will keep the individual results secret. We won't make transparent, but what we will look at is the aggregate information in a more public way. Lise, did you want to add?
Oh, no, I just talked to Seeger about it, and he will try to review it again because he hasn't commented on it, but he'd like to, so... we will do that, and I think it's very important, as you say, not to make any country public, so we have it just a total.
Yes, no individual results.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. So what I would like to see there is, now that everybody has that draft survey, you take a look at it and put some thought to it. And then over the next week, if you have any further comments, say by the end of August, if we could have all submissions or any further comment or suggestions regarding the survey in by August 31st, then that will give us time to fine-tune it or address any of the comments. And then send it out in early September, hopefully the first week of September.
Mm-hmm.
Have it out in the field for a couple of weeks, and in late September then start to aggregate the results and work on it. And then that will become consistent with our October 7th content delivery date.
Lisa and Byron, this is Bart. Do you want staff to use SurveyMonkey? Say that's the tool we always use for the one for the meeting surveys as well.
We use Boomerang, Bart.
Sorry?
Boomerang, that's the name.
Boomerang, yeah.
Boomerang, okay. Yeah.
Boomerang. Mm. Yes. Short answer, yes.
Yeah, okay. Then we know.
Okay. It's fine with me.
I'm volunteering your efforts already here. Thank you.
Yes, I know. Or Gabby's efforts.
Is that easy to collect afterwards? Is it easy to...
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Gabby, you better answer that question.
Normally it's very easy. It's sometimes, depending on how the question is asked, it can be quite hard to... design it, and I'm not sure it just supports all kind of, you know, if the question has many under questions. Sometimes the questions are quite complicated to put in, but let me have a look at it, and I think we'll find a solution. But normally they're very well presented, and shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
For a questionnaire like this, Boomerang will be completely acceptable.
Okay.
On more sophisticated surveys, it's a little bit lightweight, but for what we're doing here, I'm sure it's going to be completely adequate.
Okay.
And it's also simple and quick for the user, the end user, so I think that in a survey like this will be helpful.
It's not very fancy in the way, tables and stuff come out, but I'm happy to do that if you want to have pie charts, whatever. I'm used to that, so I'm happy to do that if you prefer that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by August 31st, if we could have any further input into that survey, it would be appreciated. And then the goal would be to get it out in the field towards the end of the first week, with 2 weeks in the field.
Hi, Byron. This is Henry.
Henry, yes.
Can I make a little bit of comment here on the survey?
Okay.
In case I forget later, you know. Yeah, I was looking, you know, we have a long list of contributions we could possibly make to ICANN, but a very short, relatively very short list of services we use, you know. It might be the reality, but it doesn't really, I don't know, maybe there was somebody would think that it's not a fair a survey or questionnaire, you know, you just list out a lot of possible contribution channels, but only a few services we use. I suggest that we either could expand those three options into, you know, subparts, or we can add a command box so that if, you know, our members can think of any ways that we could make use of ICANN's services, we can add to that as well to make just to give a fairer picture.
I agree with you. Good suggestion. And and other services, Xbox is a very good idea. And I would also echo your comment that if people have any other areas that they believe they're receiving services from ICANN in relation to, please send that to us, and we will add that. But we will, Gab, if we can also ensure that we add an other text box, that would be good.
Thank you, Baron.
Thank you. Good comment. Okay, any other any further comments on item 3? So please take a good look at that. Henry's made a good point. If there's anything else, please make sure to forward that on to me in the next 10 days. On to item 4, which is right at the beginning of the call, just walked through quickly, but this is the proposed timeline to get us to Dakar. We've just talked about the survey in more detail. But really the work effort, we would have 6 weeks to go over that. Then October 7th, it would have to be submitted. And that, I'm going to volunteer my staff member, Catherine, to aggregate all of that and make it into one consistent flowing document, sort of normalize everything. And then we'll have another conference call to look at it and amend as necessary, so that we are ready to bring it to Dakar. It gives us a couple of weeks to do that. Can everybody work within those timelines? Any concerns about those timelines?
Lisa, I have a concern that we don't have any material from ICANN yet, but...
I agree.
and that would be very nice to have, but... We might not receive any before the meeting, or what's your sense of what's going on?
I've had some interaction with Akram, who has, you know, again, committed to getting information. He was on holiday. So I don't have a lot more than that right now, but at this point, we definitely need to put the full court press on him. He's back now. Bart, any comments from you on that?
No, I think the only... I've retrieved the recording from the finance SOP meeting in Singapore. Might be a suggestion to just as bullets say and refer to the commitment of Juan and set a date.
So can you call Bart? Can you call those and put them in print and forward them to me?
Yes, I've already said it's the two things. I've already forwarded you the link to the recordings plus the minutes, and it's a matter of either having a transcript out which is possible, will take some time, or just listen and it takes about 45, 50 minutes, and probably it triggers your own mind what you've agreed to. So we can do both, or either way.
Well, Catherine and I will go over that again. And, Lise, what I'll do is once you do that, I will remind Akram and Juan of that specifically and also direct them towards the link.
Yeah.
And, at that point, I'll copy you into the email so that we're all...
Yeah, and I advise also to set a specific date.
I'll highlight our timeline.
And say in order to, but it's also good maybe in preparation of Dakar that I think they should be willing, or they will be willing to have a discussion with the say at least with the small group to understand some of to create a better understanding of the information they provide. Because that's to the advantage of both, and I can let me try it my way as well. But it would be useful if Byron, if you send it, and then copy in Lisa, and then we move forward from that. And I will resend the link, and I will include Lisa in the CC as well.
Yes.
To that link.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Yep.
But it would be very useful to have the data because we are trying to meet in Copenhagen, my small group, and we would like to have the information, and that would be in late September. So,
let me. Well, that's very good to know, and another point of leverage. So I will also use that.
Byron, you could also read the SOP notes. I have written down some points there that Juan committed to, both the SOP and the finance working group.
I saw that. Thank you. Okay. Any other comments?
Ik heb geen geluid aan zitten.
Sorry. Did somebody say something there?
Yeah, I was talking to my son.
Okay.
He shouldn't play house music right now.
All right. Go tidy his room, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, any item number 5 then? Any other business that people want to raise? In regards to this working group at least? Okay, I will take that as no for now. Just under a 30-minute call, so I think that's that might be even a record for us.
Yeah.
All right, so we have the work plan in place, and the idea is to go through and create the content for October 7th. If any of the team leads have any issues or concerns or feel they're drifting from those dates, please communicate with me well in advance so that we can either help or modify along the way. But... other than that, we'll assume that by October 7th, we'll have that material ready to go. And I will be in contact with each of you along the way just to make sure that we're all on the right path. So thank you very much. And also, I would remind you that if you need any... Myself.
Hi, this is Mary, please. Hello?
Please don't hesitate.
Hello, this is Mary.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Mary?
My line kept cutting and I didn't follow through all the discussions. I hope the transcript will be forwarded so that if I have some other comments to make, it was difficult for me to follow the conversation right because my line kept cutting. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, I think I've got most of that. Yeah, your line is a little choppy, but we'll make sure that the notes from call go out very
quickly. Okay.
And if there are any questions you have regarding the transcript here, please feel free to address them to me right away, and I will clarify them.
Right.
Okay, any other comments or feedback?
No.
All right, then. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, and look forward to working with you over the next number of weeks.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.